And welcome once again to the Lucky Mojo Voodoo Rubric Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com. I'm your announcer, Papa News of papanews.com in Omaha, Nebraska, and in just a moment, we'll be joined by our co-host, Catherine Ironwood of luckymojo.com in Forestville, California, and Conjureman Ali of theconjureman.com in Mission Viejo, California. This week, we'll be joined by a special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, Deacon Millett of foraltars.org in Joshua Tree, California, bringing us today's topic on safe travel spells. Afterwards, they'll take your calls and offer advice to address, ameliorate, and remediate your questions and problems about love, money, career, and spiritual protection using traditional African-American folk magic practices of hoodoo, conjure, or root work as divined and prescribed by the greatest spiritual hoodooists of our time. You can learn a lot just by listening, but if you're selected from among those who signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and called into the show, then you'll be on the air and receive our free consultation. We'll be going to the phones in just a moment, but first, let's catch up with our co-hosts, Ms. Kat and Conjureman Ali. Ms. Kat?
Hi, Papa Newt.
Hello.
I'm just here in time. I made it up from the shop just before the music started. We've been having a busy couple of days in the shop, and I just want to give a shout-out to Robin Peterson, our former shop manager. She got by to visit us, and we had a wonderful time just talking and chatting and catching up on old times with her. So that was a lot of fun. And Robin is still very much a part of our lives as a friend and fellow traveler. And everybody else in the shop been working real hard. And I want to give a particular thank you to Leslie Lowell for putting up with Nagashiva and my shuffling through the paperwork last night. And she showed up this morning to a whole bunch of file folders with Post-it notes on them. And you know how a person feels when all of a sudden their desk is covered with file folders with Post-it notes on them. But she was very gracious about it. And we thank her for that. So things here are going well, just the usual, making oils, making incenses, making sachet powders, making bath crystals. And we spent several days this past week, and we're going to spend a few more reorganizing the barn. So, you know, it's not one of those glamour jobs. You don't like post to Facebook, hey, we reorganized the barn. But we did. And we have a ways more to go. There's still more barn reorganization in our future. But we're taking it a day so at a time. And it's one of those things, you know, once a year you look at where you have everything in storage and you go, this could have been done a lot better. And you redo it. So that's all the news from Lucky Mojo. I want to thank everybody who got into the September newsletter, which we sent out. That was the newsletter in which everything in the divination catalog page at Lucky Mojo is 15% discount. That sale is still on. It will be
very
on
cool.
Until the end of September 2017. Depending on when you hear this, sale may be still going. It may be over. So all of September 2017, all divination products, that includes all tarot, all playing cards, books about divination, books about reading dominoes, throwing bones, all bone sets, all spheres for crystal scrying, palm stones, dream books, dream number systems, you name it, it's pendulums, it's Ouija boards, it's everything that's in the divination section is all 15% off. So go look up that newsletter and apply that discount when you order. Lots of people are doing it, and we're very grateful that people have responded so well. Okay, that's it for me. I think I've told all my stories I'm going to tell. The rest remains private. You'll never pry it out of me. But as far as the shop goes, I always like to get people caught up. All right, so Ali, how are things in Southern California?
Things are well. I'm actually not in Southern California, but I will be soon. We've had a nice little heat wave down there in Southern California that I'm not looking forward to returning to, as the rest of the country has already moved on to fall, or at least starting to move on to fall. So I'm not looking forward to the kind of heat wave. Okay. But other than that, doing quite well, enjoying my travels and looking forward to getting back. I did want to give a quick shout out to Madame Nadia, who I was speaking to before the show. And Madame Nadia is a fan favorite and someone who has frequently guest co-hosted when Miss Cat is away. She was mentioning that she's putting on this really cool webinar next Sunday on Kali, and she wanted me to give a shout-out about that. It's a really great, I just took a look at it, really interesting stuff for people who are interested in Kali and the Hindu deity and the kind of power, because there's quite a bit of interest. We talked about it on the show before with Debbie Spring. You could check it out. It's at the glossfox.club/workshops, and I'll put the link up in the chat room. And that's going to be next Sundays at 3 p.m. Central Time. So look forward to that. It looks very cool. Space is limited, so check that out. I'm really digging the webinar, so I just wanted to give that a quick shout out.
Wonderful. Well, and those of us who know Madame Dodge, you know that she doesn't come through this knowledge of Kali by book learning. She actually has spent time in India and even filmed there and made documentary films. So she knows her stuff and is very respectful of the traditions, and she has a lot of information to pass on to people who cannot go to India as she did. So that seems like it's going to be a great webinar, and for those people who, you know, some people wish to look at Kali as a sort of an add-on deity to their paganism. Other people, it is much closer to their family traditions and is their home tutelary deity, Kali Ma. And I think she pays respect to both traditions and is very much a folklorist and a good person. So don't pass that one up if you're interested.
Indeed.
Okay. Shiva just posted some stuff in the chat room. September 24th, 2017, approaching veneration of the fierce mother goddess Kali. And he posted the Gloss Fox URL. All right. Well, thanks very much for that. Now, let's bring on and say hello to my unindicted co-conspirator, Deacon Millett.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Deacon Millett. I call him my unindicted co-conspirator because Deacon Millett and I have been doing things together for so many years now that entire generations of school children probably know it, but they don't know they know it. And he and I have worked together on so many projects going back so far. And things are between us kind of like, I don't know what, you know, brother and sister, cousins, you know, aunt and nephew, I don't know what, but we got something going on with me and Deacon Millett. So, hi, buddy.
Hey, great to be here.
Glad to have you on.
We've made a lot of copy fit through the years.
Yeah, right. That's right. We've made a lot of copy fit. Man. Deacon Millett, just for those of you who need to know about him, you're just like, who's she talking about? Never heard of this guy. Because that's the nature of popular culture. Everybody tunes in at the time in their life when they tune in. Okay.
Isn't that
so Deacon Millett has been around in AIR, the Association of Independent Readers and Rural Workers, for a long time. He is on the board of directors of Missionary Independent Spiritual Church. He is the owner and operator of Hoodoo Psychics, which is a wonderful psychic hotline in which you can get hoodoo spells as well as getting readings. Deacon Millett is the chief pastor at Four Altars Gospel Sanctuary, which is a candle ministry in Southern California. And Deacon Millett is the author of two fantastic books, Hoodoo Honey and Sugar Spells, a book on sweetening spells, incredible book, very popular book, been through several editions, and he's the author of Hoodoo Return and Reconciliation Spells. That's the one for all those people who've suffered a breakup and want to try to work to get someone back again. No guarantees now, but it's the only book
super
on that subject.
Book.
Very popular book, yeah.
Yeah, very.
And so that's who Deacon Millett is. And also one of the people who is often heard on this radio show when I'm not here. And so I don't get to be with him as often as I like. So what's new in your life, Deacon Millett?
Oh, what isn't new? we've got an annex to our chapel, so we've got twice as much space for burning candles. We're burning over 200 candles a week now, which is just unreal. And so that is back in California, and meanwhile, I have traveled all the way across the country to Baltimore, Maryland, and am setting up a household here, and new altars and root work here. No tons of flame, but a little, some emergency candles now and again, and figural candle work and that sort of thing here. So quite an adventure the last couple of months, and it's been really gratifying. So we moved our pets across the country by car, and got here and promptly put our dog into surgery for cancer for the third time.
It's one of those
fast moving but not not metastasizing cancers so far, so we just keep cutting it out of her, poor thing. But I spent a lot of time just looking after her, because this time she wasn't allowed to move, and that meant she had to be carried out to go to the restroom and watched very carefully, because as she was feeling better and better, it's like she wanted to get up and rip her stitches out, and that was not going to work.
Wow.
So, yeah, so a lot of life here, you know.
Wow.
A lot of life,
yeah,
happened.
You're well.
Yeah.
Deacon Millett, you're a Capricorn. And Capricorns are just the most get-it-done people in the Zodiac, and you are one of those get-it-done people. And I did not add, and I should, when Missionary Independent Spiritual Church burned in July, we transferred all of our candle clients over to Four Altars. So people wondering, well, who's burning my candle? That was Deacon Millett and his crew. Took charge. So it was just one of those fortuitous things. If you're going to have a church burn down, better have it when someone's putting up an annex to their church. Because
strange stroke of luck there.
Yeah, strange, you know, bad things happen, but sometimes other things happen at the other end to compensate. So we're very glad that's going on. And meanwhile, we are cleaning up after our church burning. I do have to mention that people were saying, why aren't you cutting down all the dead burned bushes around the church? And I said, no, because we're going to wait and see what comes back. And we have found a lot of roses have come back from the base, and a lot of the bigger plants like the wisteria and stuff have put out new leaves. And so
wow.
I've been trimming and cutting back. The naked ladies bloomed despite having been the ground completely burned over. They've just sent up their flowers and just bloomed
oh, wow.
right off the charcoal. Yeah. So there's been a lot of nice greenery coming back. And so that's kind of nice. And one of their little roses called Hippolyte, which is a little once-blooming purple rose, they just acted as if I had pruned them. They're like, oh, we're all down, we're burned to the ground. Okay, we're back. And they're all back almost knee-high. It's just like, whoop, there we're
wow.
back. So, yeah, so it's good to see that happening. And we're still waiting for October to come when we can begin the rebuilding of the church. And we do have a GoFundMe where people are still donating money. And we can still use money. So Papanut just posted the GoFundMe. All right. That gets us all up to date. Today's panel discussion is on safe travel spells. So I'm just going to say a couple of things about safe travel, and I'm going to turn this over to Deacon Millett. Number one, there are several parts to safe travel, and you need to know what they are. Number two, safe travel is not exactly what the same as safe moving to another place. It's transitional times, right? Okay, because people often say, well, I want to buy a house. I'm going to move across town. Should I get safe travel? No, that's not travel. That's moving across town. Right? So safe travel comes in several portions or parts. One part is no breakdowns. Your car doesn't break down. Another one is friendly strangers, friendly helpers. If something does break down, you find someone who will help you. Or if you go into a restaurant, the restaurant's open, not closed for the day. You know what I mean? The gas station isn't shut down for the night. That kind of stuff. Finding helpers along the way is part of safe travel. Another part of safe travel is law keep away. You don't want those unwarranted stops, traffic stops, racial profiling or car profiling, your car's too old, or otherwise. So you want law keep away. And if they do stop you, you want them to say, hey, your taillight's out, and not, we're taking you to jail, right? So these are all part of safe travel. And then, of course, there's the question of safe return. So travel is to and fro. It can be in one direction, but it's often to and fro. So people sometimes will mix safe travel with return to me. Even though return to me is usually used as a love oil, it can be part of safe travel. If someone you know and love is going away, you want them to travel safely, but you do want them to come back. So that's my intro. Now I'm going to turn this over to Deacon Millett.
Well, certainly that's a perfect thing to talk about because, our church is out by the largest marine base in the world. And Return to Me is a very popular candle for people to burn when a loved one is being deployed. It's a promise of safety that's very different from something like Fiery Wall of Protection. It's instead a promise from the heart, and I think that has a different feeling to it. So that's one that we've done a lot of work with through the years, Return to Me. One of the things that fascinates me is all the different figures in different religion and folk traditions that represent travel. Talismans for travel seem to be just a basic thing the world over. I'm particularly fond of, the St. Christopher medal that we all know and love. But from my own time in India, Ganesha was on the dashboard of every car we went in. Every vehicle we used, he was there clearing the roads, clearing away obstacles, getting taxi cabs from one place to another, and our drivers safely everywhere they went. So that was one that's become very special to me. On a funnier note, I guess, for me growing up, the Roadrunner cartoons were a big deal. And so I really, I often think of the Roadrunner as, you know, escaping down, you know, paths and getting away with things, kind of with his trickster energy, but always able to keep the road ahead of him clear. And I like mixing in things like that. There are symbols like the compass rose, the anchor, that are very evocative. There are some of the seals of Solomon that are particularly for travel and safety there. The biggest one for our move was a massive Hamsa hand, probably the size of one of your hands, Kat, hanging from it, metal, you know, sheet metal and blue and silver, hanging from our rearview mirror, to just keep away any unwanted eyes from, you know, paying too much attention to all the stuff in our car. And that was a big help for getting on our travels. And as I mentioned, since we were traveling with animals, you know, not just St. Christopher, but St. Francis was there with us to go along on the way, and just keep the animals safe and contented. And I was shocked that they were. I thought I was going to be driven mad within the first day by three cats and a dog. And I thought they were going to be caterwauling in 20 minutes and were just sweethearts the whole trip. I couldn't believe it. So I'm sure that knowing that St. Francis was with us on the journey was a good part of that. So there are all kinds of different ways to bring deities with you when you travel.
Well, I'm going to throw in one of my favorites, which has not been mentioned yet, and that is comfrey root. Comfrey is a plant that has a big, kind of soft, watery, but prickly, not hurt you prickly, but kind of scratchy leaves, and it has big, thick, black covered roots. The roots are kind of a yellowish white on the inside, and they have this outer layer that's a brownish black. And they can be as big as your fingers, and they can be as big around as your wrist. And the plant grows from a crown of these roots, and the crown spreads out about as wide below the ground as the plant is above the ground. And comfrey is used for healing. It's a growth promoter. It has medical uses. And comfrey root also contains the same principles. And you can find this in herbology all over. But comfrey has another quality which has found its way into folk magic. And that is that if you break off a comfrey root, and you can break them by snapping them, they'll just snap. Most plants, how can I explain this? Most plants, if they're going to grow a root, there'll be either some underground buds, which they'll grow from, or underground root areas where you'll find little hair roots that come off the root. And if you put one of those in, it's like the eye of a potato. It'll grow from where that little eye is or from where the little rootlets grow. But if you put in a part that has no eye, it dies. It just rots away. But comfrey is kind of like stem cells. No matter what part of the root you put in to the ground, if you water it, it will grow a new plant. And it's unusual, and this has to do with its healing. It fosters cell division and cell growth, and it's just a fabulous, very unusual plant with a lot of interesting chemical and biological properties. But this property of the fact that you can literally throw pieces of comfrey root on the ground, as long as they're watered, they don't have to be watered heavily, it'll throw down roots and throw up a plant, just like that. So it is used in safe travel formulas so that you can find people along the way or put your roots down. If you're hitchhiking across the country and someone says, well, come to my house and stay a couple of weeks and I'll give you a job, and, you know, and then you get a little bit more money and then you can take a Greyhound bus and you go a little farther and the next person says, gee, you know, you've got the prettiest eyes, and the next thing you know, you've got a travel companion, whatever, that's comfrey root. It helps all along the way. Your car breaks down. A guy says, oh, here, I've got a spare tire. Come on, we'll drive to the gas station together. You look hungry. Let me buy you a steak. You know, that is comfrey root. It will. Mm-hmm. It is a most amazing root. So that's what I got to add.
Yeah, I think just for our audience's sake, a little brief kind of history of the faith travel in hoodoo. And Miss Kat, please correct me on this because you're a folklorist here. But faith travel has kind of an interesting origins of hoodoo. And we've talked about the various kind of conditions that we work for, love, reconciliation, etc., and what their origins are. Faith travel really comes out of a period of the dangers of being black and having to travel. Especially mm-hmm. in rural South, you would have to move. If you lived in a small little town, you usually have to go to the nearest largest town if you had any business, if you needed to visit the local doctor, if you needed to go and do business in the market. And travel was dangerous. And there was mm-hmm. a variety of ways of keeping yourself safe. And it comes out of that moment. The need to travel, the sort of, you have to do it, and you need protection because you're in a dangerous environment. Then how do you come to things like formulas for safe travel? What happens is you have the kind of works and mojos and hands that were being made in that moment. And then you have Jewish magic. And this is where you could really see the influence of Jewish pharmacies and Jewish practitioners who have an even longer tradition of safe travel work that comes out of biblical magic, talismanic magic, formulae that involve working with the Psalms. And the mixture of these two, or the interaction of these two kind of cultures, is what gives us our modern-day safe travel formulae and products that we use to this very day. And it's the combination of these two roots coming together and giving us the working that we do. For example, I know that I travel a lot, and while it's a completely different scenario, I use things like fern. I don't use oils very often. I love safe travel product, but I don't use it too much in its powder form. I use the oils on candles. And if you're traveling with powder, that can be problematic, especially if you're, like me, and you're traveling through airports. It's not going to work out well to have to explain TSA what that powder is in your in your suitcase or whatnot. One thing I've learned is, especially because safe travel involves things like burglary, right? Back in the day, that meant a highwayman. Nowadays, it means people rummaging through your luggage. It means TSA losing it. So taking some safe travel incense and burning it and then smoking your luggage or walking around circumambulating around your luggage with the incense is a really great way of protecting it. Alternatively, using fern. Fern is really good to keep away burglars and bad things that will happen to you when you're traveling. If you put a small packet of fern in your luggage, I promise you it'll keep things safe.
Yeah, that's a very important point. And I'm going to throw another one in. I've mentioned this before, but it's always worthwhile mentioning. If you are going to travel by car, one of the nice things to do is get a little bit of safe travel oil and consider your car's headlights to be its eyes. And you just take that safe travel oil and you just go all around that rim of the lights, and you can say to it, now watch out. Right? Watch out. Don't hit anything. And you're kind of waking your car up. If you have a problem with the law stopping you, since they usually come up from behind, you can take safe travel mixed with law keep away, and you go all around your taillights. Right?
Oh, yeah, that's really good. Nice. We're keeping a sachet of law keep away and safe travel in your glove box is a great way of avoiding tickets. This could be parking tickets, it could be speeding tickets, but you keep it right in there, safe travel with law keep away, and it'll keep the law from getting on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, that brings us to another thing, which is what's in the glove box. And the glove box is a place where people put all kinds of things. It's very traditional to hang things from the rear view mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, everyone does. And that's where your Hamsa hand or your whatever, St. Christopher. Oh, and those St. Christopher clip-ons that go on the visors, those are so nice. Those are really great. But the glove box is kind of your car's own secret hidey hole, right? And there are many people who will make a Safe Travel Mojo and put it in the glove box. And if you don't want people to see it, you can make a very small little packet. Don't make a big one now. And use duct tape that matches the lining of your glove box and just kind of duct tape it down in there. Cover it up with the duct tape. It'll look like, oh, well, the plastic cracked or whatever, something spilled there. People will usually don't notice it, but you can put things under the duct tape, and people will not be, you know, if they say, hey, you know, do you have a toothbrush in there? And they open up your glove box. You don't want them looking at your mojo, right? So you just duct tape it in there, and it'll be hidden from prying eyes. Okay.
Oh, I love that. That's fantastic. If you're ever going to do safe travel for yourself, right? A great way of doing this is you can dust your shoes with it. You can lay out some powders inside your shoes. You can put in some safe travel powder there. If you don't like working with the powder, you can oil your feet. It's very common, for example, so before you leave for the day, take a little bit of safe travel oil, anoint your feet with it, dress them, put your socks on, and head out for the day. That's a great way of working on your person, and it'll work whether you have to travel by a car, bus, train, airplane, or you're actually walking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And in the chat room, Lucky Mojo Radio Network, which would I believe be Nagashiva, said some people use a car mezuzah. That is an interesting thing. Mezuzah is a Jewish charm, and that is used for protecting the doorpost. And they have a long tradition. Mezuzahs have a long tradition of used in Jewish magic, and got picked up for use in hoodoo along the lines of a little bit of cultural exoticism. And they are put at the doorpost to protect the doorpost. They have a little piece of scripture written inside, usually the letter shin, which relates to the word doorpost and the Shamash prayer and so forth and so on. It's a little Jewish thing. But it has become a tradition among certain people to put a mezuzah on the car door as well, because it is the doorpost of the car. In other words, usually cars have a front door and a back door, and there's a post between them, and people put them on that doorpost, either inside or outside, usually on the outside. And I have that on our car, and only Jews notice it. They go, "What's that thing on your car?" Well, that's what it is. And but yeah, you put that, and it should have a little letter shin on it. So, it was Professor Porterfield. I see. LMC Radio Network is Professor P, and Lucky Mojo Curio Company is Nagashiva. I got you all confused. I should have known that my other good Capricorn friend, the Jewish Professor Porterfield, would have known about the Kar Mezuzah, of course. Whereas my dear Norwegian husband probably was going, huh, what?
One of my favorite charms, and it was a really nice old time that I was taught, and this is very common in Virginian Contra, but you can find it anywhere around the United States, is you actually take a dime, you can take a mercury dime or a regular dime. Mercury dimes were pretty traditional. And you take it out to the crossroads, and you bury it for 3 days. On the third day, you come, and you unbury it, and you wash it in whiskey. And then you place the dime in your, you know, you let it dry. You place the dime in your shoe and carry it with you wherever you go. It is a safe travel charm, and it also will give you a warning if there's some type of cross condition or issues with your journey, because the dime will change color. And that's a very old-timey work. Some people prefer not to put it in their shoe. Nowadays, people put it in their wallet or their purse, but I still prefer putting it in your shoe. You've got a mark where you put the dime. It's easy to lose a dime in a crossroads if you don't know what you're doing. So if you're smart with a little bit of discernment and planning, you'll know the mark where you buried it, and then you'll be able to come back in 3 days, unbury it, wash it, and you're supposed to leave the rest of the whiskey at the crossroads. The idea being that you're giving that to the black man of the crossroads, who is a powerful spiritual figure in hoodoo, can represent the devil, etc., whatever. But you leave the whiskey there after you wash the dime, and then the dime is your charm to use.
Well, I got a little thing about those the dime in the shoe. When I was young, we used to have these kind of shoes that had a little slit in them to put a penny in or a dime. They were called penny loafers. And you could dress that coin and use that to guide you to further treasures or to keep you safe as you walked. I got to just put a little comment here on the chat room. As those of you who are fans of this show know, this show is pretty much all Tauruses all the time. But we get these Capricorns in, and now the Capricorns are like, they're like moving in on this. We got Dr. Sweet's Professor Ames and Alchemical Artisans Hours, and they're all, and Deacon Millett. It's like the invasion of the Capricorns.
Well, Capricorn and Taurus do get along quite well. Good friends.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, this is becoming a big pile on here. That's all I'm going to say. Wow.
Sure-footed Capricorns are pretty good for a safe travel stop.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and Professor Ames says, Earth signs love root work. That's for sure. Oh, and Foxy Dot, who's in the chat room, is a Taurus. Okay, all the rest of you guys can just go home. We got enough here for a minion. Sorry, that was a Jewish joke just for Charles.
I thought it was great.
Now, you don't go home, guys. No. Stick around. That's a minion is a little Jewish group of people who pray together, and you have to have 10. Back in the Orthodox people, they say 10 men, but the Reform, we just need 10 people. Jews are getting harder and harder to find. We take all kinds now, men and women and everything in between.
That's fantastic. I wanted to ask Deacon Millett real quick. So you mentioned some of the talos, some of the deities that you took with you when you were traveling. Did you do anything specifically to the car or in regards to mojo hands or anything else in order to ensure safe travel?
Well, I'll be talking about some of that at the end of the show. Terms of both how to uncross a car that's been in an accident and how to keep it protected from there on out. So,
yeah, and that's a really important topic in itself, the idea of how to uncross a car once it's been in an accident. A lot of people don't think that way. They go, oh, it's been an accident, we're fixed, we're good to go. No, but there is something you got to do.
Yeah, all right. Well, so, folks, stick around. That's going to be our free spell at the end of the show. But now we're going to take some calls, and we usually do two readings. I heard on the grapevine that we could use a sign-up, but I don't know if Nagashiva's got that handled. But right now we're going to turn this over to Papa Newt.
The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rubric Hour with your hosts, Catherine Ironwood and Conjure Man Ali, and this week's special guest, Deacon Millett, will be right back. We'll be taking calls from our listeners, answering their questions through spiritual divination and prescribing down-home conjure remedies and remediation. Our calling clients are selected from among those who filled out a short questionnaire at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. You can listen to the show online through Blog Talk Radio or via telephone by dialing 818-394-8535. If you filled out a client questionnaire at the forum, so please dial in now to 818-394-8535 and press 1 to let us know that you're available to be on the air. We will select callers by their area code, and if your area code is announced, we'd like you to say hello and let me, your announcer, Papa Newt, read a brief description of your situation before turning it over to our host. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our first caller. Our first caller is calling from area code 760 in California. This is Irby. Irby, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, welcome to the show, and am I pronouncing your name right?
You are.
Oh, perfect. I see you're a first-time caller, so definitely welcome, and thank you for allowing us to assist you on your situation today.
Thank you.
Now, you're welcome. Now, I see you have not had any private readings with Ms. Kat or Conjure Man Ali, nor have you gone to any other readers on the situation. Is that correct?
That is.
Thank you. And she writes, I am starting an herbal business and would like advice on spell work and a reading to better equip myself for incredible success. Turn it back to you, Miss Kat.
Okay. Wow. Well, that's a very good one, and you come to the right pile of Tauruses and Capricorns, because all of us are business people. We all are, every one of us. I mean, we have a bit of a poetic instinct, and you know, some of us can sing and play guitar, and some of us can draw, but we're basically business people, and herbs are part of what we do too. So let me ask you something, Irby. What sign of the zodiac are you?
I am a Gemini.
I knew it. I just was like that 15-second thing when I said I'm going to start this sentence and she's going to say Gemini. Welcome. Okay, now Geminis are an interesting crew too. I hope you have something in Taurus, because if you want real phenomenal success, you have to have a little bit of grounding, because Geminis are the smart ones. They're the intellectual ones. They're great writers. They are great travelers. In fact, Gemini is a traveling sign. Remember we mentioned Madame Nadia and doing a thing on Kali, and I said she'd been to India. Yeah, that's because she's a Gemini. So one of the things that I'm going to recommend to you is that you build into your business something that will involve you traveling, because, and so this is a good show for you to be listening to, because Geminis kind of don't take well to sitting in the same place all the time. They love to get up and go, and whatever it is they do it best when they have some freedom of motion. Okay, so that's number one. Now, I'm going to ask you, do you have a name for your company?
I do.
Would you mind sharing it? We can make you famous.
My herbal name is going to be Irby Baths.
Irby Baths, B-A-T-H-S?
B-A-G-G-Z, which corresponds with my last name.
Mm. Oh, B-A-G-G-E, Irby Bag, that's your name. Okay, I'm not you got to spell this out to me again.
B-A-G-G-Z.
Spell that. Well, somebody spell it where I can understand it.
B-A-G
like girl, G like girl, Z like zebra?
Correct.
Ah, got it. Irby Bags. Okay, got it. All right. Now, do you have a website?
No, not yet.
I'm
working on all of it, but I just haven't launched it yet. I'm going to do that within the next 60 days. So
okay, great.
Kind of
all right. And then the last question I'm going to ask you before I do the reading now is, do you have a business card yet?
No.
It's all part of the same thing. Good. Well, you're in a good position to start, because we're going to tell you, when the root work comes, we're going to tell you a lot of how to do this. Okay. First card I have is the Page of Wands. This is the bright young woman or a young gay man who is embarking on a venture around the world. They are actually traveling. They have a long staff, a 6-foot-tall, say, walking stick, which is bursting into leaf. But they're prepared to walk around the world. They have a feather in their cap, which is to say they have made some accomplishments, but they're aiming high. They are facing from left toward the right on my card as I view it, and that means they are facing the future. Be prepared to take quite a journey. This is a good card, a card of planning, and a card of renewal. About how old are you?
I'm 30.
30. Okay, good. You're past your Saturn return. You're ready to travel on. It's a good card. It's a very good card. Page of Wands is someone who is intelligent and is, you know, really working hard to move and grow and get what needs to be gotten. Okay, the card number 2 is a card that tells me there is going to be a bit of a delay with money. This is the Knight of Pentacles. So this shows a person also moving forward. This is usually described as a darker man. Could be a darker woman, too, if she dresses up as a knight. And this person is on a horse. a black horse, and it's a plow horse, like a war horse. But the person has plowed field before setting off on their campaign. Way in the distance, there is two oak trees, which can stand for a business partnership or a love partnership. And this person got up early, you can see, because they have oak leaves on their helmet and on their horse's headband. Where they were over there by the oaks, they plowed their way to where they are. And now, as they're ready to set off on their expedition, the horse is tired. So don't wear yourself out, or you may wear yourself out, is what this says. And money may be slow to arrive at the very beginning. So be prepared that it's going to be some time before you, after you plow the field and you plant all the little seeds, as it were, the time to harvest is the terrible time. You know, we all think about, oh, in the spring everyone lives so well because, you know, the leaves are out in the trees. But the spring is the time of actual starvation because unless you saved food over the winter, there's nothing to eat in the spring except for salad. And you have to wait till summer till you get your harvest. So this is that card of that moment between when you've planted and when you're going to harvest. Be prepared. That might be a little slower than you would like, but it's not a bad card. It just says have some money set aside. Okay? And the third card that I have here is a card that tells me that you will have the potential to do well with this. It may evolve into something a little different than what you thought it would be, because the card is the Ace of Pentacles. Now we have the Knight of Pentacles, now we have the Ace. Ace of Pentacles is a garden with roses growing all around as a hedge, and inside are lilies. Very good for anybody who wants to work with plants, botany, herbs, or even floral decor and arrangement. But leading through this garden is a path, and the path leads out to a view of mountains, and the hand of God is holding a large coin overhead. And what this says to me is that this herbal company may end up opening up into a new vista. Something new may come along. When you really begin to make some money, you may find yourself taking a turn towards something else. Not unexpected with a Gemini, but this actually says you, with the money that you have success with, you may find yourself using it for other things that you love and to help those, like represented by the lilies, who are a little bit less able to help themselves. So always be prepared to put aside a little bit of that money to use for the advancement of your fame, career, help of others, charity, because that is in your future, in your more distant future. All right, I'm going to turn this over to Deacon Millett and see what he has to say.
Hello, I'm going to be using, I'm also going to pick three cards. I'm using the Secret Dakini Oracle deck, which I was very gratified to see front and center on the Oracle deck from the new divination pages at Lucky Mojo. That was fun. And the first card I've pulled here for you is Burning Bush Lineage Tree. And this is a card that is about our ancestors, about knowledge from the past, about institutions of long standing. So this card tells me that you're going to need to consider yourself as part of a lineage as you move forward in this new business. This card also may see you with a mentor or two, or taking classes of some kind as well. So a very positive card because it sees you in the flow of success, in the flow of creativity, based in the past and moving into the future. So try to catch that flow rather than trying to always reinvent the wheel. There are a lot of things that you can learn and discover from the mistakes other people have made and the successes that they've made. The second card that I pulled is Tree Spirit Yakshi. And this is a card about the turning of the seasons, which is very interesting based on what Ms. Cat was saying. And this card is often, I tell people to read Ecclesiastes 3 with this card. It's very much about timing. It's about things happening in their appropriate time. And knowing that chapters in life happen like chapters in a book, and that the end of one, the beginning of the next, is just a natural part of the cycle of life. This is also a card highly associated with nature, of course, and nature is your business. So there you go. Seems very positive and a very good place to be. The third card definitely bears that out. This card is abundance. It is a silver chalice overflowing with gold coins. There is success at the end of this journey. The only question is, how long is the journey going to take, and what are you going to have to do to get there? There is a great deal of promise here if you just keep putting one foot in front of the other.
Wow. All right, Deacon Millett, I got to butt in here. What was your first card's name?
Burning Bush.
Burning Bush. Okay,
tree.
Great. Yeah. All righty. So you did get some very interesting images here. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see what we can do as far as some root work. So Conjure Man Ollie is going to give you some ideas for business root work that will involve, I hope, using herbs, because herbs are your business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you've gotten some fantastic readings here, and it's interesting that a lot of the cards that were pulled direct are related directly to some type of herb or earth work. I mean, the Knight of Pentacles, he's literally planting seeds and harvesting them. Several of the cards that he can millet pulled. So these are all really good indications. I'm going to give you some work. First, I have a question for you. Is this business going to be primarily online, or is it going to be a brick-and-mortar shop?
Online.
Okay, so that works well for you because you're a Gemini. Gemini online stuff, they do really well at. So I'm going to give you some root work advice based off of that. First, what I want you to get is some money. It can be a dollar bill. It can be a $2 bill. It can be a 20. Something to signify wealth and money. And you're going to write a petition on it. Whatever you'd like, you can write a letter, you can write a sigil, whatever it is that you feel comfortable, write on that dollar bill. Write a letter to God. Dear God, please protect my business, bring in wealth, bring in prosperity, help me to reach abundance, whatever you'd like.
Okay.
Now I want you to take alfalfa and alkanet, nutmeg and cinnamon, and wrap it in that bill. The alfalfa and the alkanet, I always include this in any type of money working. That's to protect from jinxes and to protect from poverty. Money is one of the first things that goes when a jinx happens or any type of cross conditions. It's because money is a very mercurial force in the world. It's very easy to jinx. In fact, if there's ever a cross condition, it's usually the first thing that goes. And then you'll have other kind of consequences. So you always want to protect your money. So alfalfa and alkanet, nutmeg for wealth, and cinnamon for attraction. You're going to wrap that up in the dollar bill. You're going to use a whole cinnamon stick. Get yourself an alligator claw. You can buy these at Lucky Mojo. You're going to take a red string, and you're going to tie that money packet to the alligator claw as if the alligator claw is holding it. You're going to tie that up, okay? You're going to feed this money drawing oil and prosperity oil. And I want you to hang it near your computer where you're going to be digging in orders, filling out forms, emailing clients, working on your website. You're going to actually hang that little packet. Your computer area should be dedicated to your business. So you should have one dedicated computer that you're going to be working from. And it's also going to be a semi-altar. Put your business cards out there. Your business cards should be dusted with money-drawing powders. You should put up your logo on here. You should put a large John the Conqueror or a large lodestone all of this around your computer. This will add to the power that you're building. It will act as a sort of altar because you're not working with a physical brick and mortar shop. You need to work with an altar that represents that shop for you, and your computer needs to be dead set for that because your computer is where you do all your work. Now, this doesn't need to be overly complicated. You can keep it nice and clean, but you do want to dedicate that space to that computer. Make sure that you the packet that I mentioned close by that'll draw money to you and keep your money safe. Feed it once a week the oil that I recommended. Now, you're going to need a spirit ally in this particular case. I would recommend working with perhaps Althea at first until another plant ally comes forward. Althea is a really good helper. Put a bowl of that out with water. That will draw good and helpful spirits towards you. If you get an intuitive click or you have a dream about a certain plant ally, then that is the plant that I want you to work with. See if you can get that plant live. For example, maybe you know it's an orange tree or a lemon tree or something, or it's basil, something that you can keep. You're going to get that plant. That plant is going to be your ally. Take yourself an apple, core the apple, put in a dollar bill that you're putting your mission on, put on nutmeg, cinnamon, powdered form, magnetic sand, cover this in honey, and bury it at the bottom of the potted plant. That potted plant is now fixed as your spiritual health and will aid bring money, wealth, and success into your life. So long as you keep that plant alive, you want to feed it the appropriate time. When you do so, pray over it, ask for it. Any type of picture you take online should include that plant. If there's a picture of you in your About Me page, it should be you with that plant in the background. Your business logo, see if you can incorporate it some way. That's my recommendation. Three parts: a talisman, a building of an altar space around your computer, and finding yourself a plant ally that you will work with. So you find that plant ally, keep Althea and a bowl of water out so that you can draw positive spirits. That's my recommendation. Let's see if Ms. Kat Deacon Millard had any suggestions or alterations they would like to make.
I'd like to add one thing about keeping the bowl of water. A bowl of water does attract spirits, but plants also need water. And one thing you can do is to use that water to water the plant. In other words, you're not just letting that water dry up in the bowl, but you're refreshing it, and then you're watering the plant and so forth. So if you keep a bowl of water to attract spirits, then use that water to water the plant.
Nice. Well, I think that these recommendations are fantastic, and it's such a broad range. One thing that I didn't hear is bayberry candles. And I like putting a ring of pyrite around the base and just doing the tapers. And anytime that you kind of feel like there just aren't enough customers this week, a bayberry candle will take care of it. It'll just knock it right back into where you need it to be. So that's one of my only added suggestions. It is harder because so much of the sweetening and the attraction stuff that we do in hoodoo is physical. It's designed to get people through the door. And that's just a problem that we have when we're online, is making those things work.
Yeah. Well, there are spells for attracting business to an online shop, and you can find them at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com in the money section. Okay, let's turn this over to Papa Newt.
Support for this programming is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com, and by the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic conjure practitioners located online at readersandrootworkers.org, and by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of missionary independent spiritual churches located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our next client. Our next client is a return client who was on the show about a month ago, calling from area code 601 in Mississippi. This is James. James, are you there? Hello, James.
Uh-oh. Come in, James. Songbird calling James. Songbird calling James. Come in, James.
Oh, no.
Maybe it's time to play taps. Maybe we've lost James. Dun, dun, da, 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 da. All right, we're going to go to the queue if we can't get James in one more second. James? No, James. All right. Anybody from the queue who is logged in, who is not at area code 630, rather, it says restricted. Not sure what that means. Restricted. Restricted area. Mm-mm. So, what are we going to do? We're going to talk about, we got a hello. Hello, hello. Are they there? Says Lucky Mojo Curio. Are they there? No, they are not there.
Hello.
Anybody? Someone is there. Is this James?
No, this is not James.
Oh, my God, it's Ames. It's Ames, right?
No.
It's the other professor.
This is Charles.
It's the
other Capricorn.
Other professor.
Oh, Charles.
Hello.
James to Ames to Charles. They all kind of go together. What are you doing here, Mr. Porterfield?
Oh, well, I'm waiting in the queue in case there was a chance for a reading. And because my three favorite readers in the whole world are reading today.
Well, thank you for trusting us to give you a reading. All righty. Do we need Papa Newt to ask you a question? I'll just answer. He's already had readings with all of us, okay, folks? Right?
Right.
And we all know and love him. And what's your question, Professor Porterfield?
Well, Miss Cat, I have a series of travels coming up the end of this month and the end of next month, and I would like to know how that traveling is going to go and how it's going to go at the destination that I'm going to on those occasions.
Okay, well, you're going to embark on travel, and you want to know how the travel itself will go, and you want to know what it'll be like at the destination. Let us ask a quick question. What's your destination?
My first destination is Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, this is too rich. Oh, whoa.
Boulder, Colorado.
We're just gonna stop right there. His first destination, folks, is Omaha, Nebraska, home of Papa Newt. His second destination is Boulder, Colorado, and though I don't think that Boulder is the specific Colorado city in which Professor Ames lives, I do know that Professor Ames lives in Colorado.
Fort Collins.
Fort Collins. He's in Fort Collins. Okay. So you are basically hitting the road, going from a Taurus-friendly place to a Capricorn-friendly place. Good for a Capricorn. All right. He's going to be appearing at Next Millennium. I happen to know this because I'm a friend of Papa Newt, and I saw Papa Newt's Facebook feed, and he had little pictures he'd made about Professor Porterfield. But let's not just advertise him. Let's read for him. So, Conjurman Ali, how is his traveling going to go, and what will happen when he gets there?
Oh, thanks, Kat. I've pulled a few cards here that I'm going to read for you. A quick question. Will you be traveling with people, like family?
To Omaha, no, which is the reason I'm very interested in how it's going to go. And to Colorado, yes.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. So the way I did this is I divided up my cards. See the two different legs of travel and what they're going to mean for you. The first leg of travel, the only advice that I have is be mindful of your expenses and make sure that you have your finances in order before you go. The very first card that we have is the Ace of Swords, followed by the Four of Pentacles and the Six of Pentacles. These are all about making sure that you have balanced out any type of checkbooks, expenses, budgeting. Make sure that you're very clear and very specific about it, because you want to avoid any unnecessary costs that are going to come your way in case you have extra expenditures. And there is an indication that there may be something that'll cost more. Maybe it'll be, you know, money that goes towards luggage or money that goes towards paying for something else. But there is an indication that it may end up costing a little bit more your first leg of the journey. And so it's important to budget, making sure that your finances are all in order. That's what the Ace of Swords, the Four of Pentacles, and the Six of Pentacles often refer to. And that's your first leg of travel. The reason I ask if you're traveling with family is because in the second part of the reading, I have the Six of Swords, the Ten of Wands, and the Page of Pentacles. And the Six of Swords is traveling with family or with people in general. So that's a good indication there. It means that things may start off a little bit rocky, but will move on swiftly. Be mindful of your health. Don't overburden yourself. Don't stress yourself out. Make sure that you're getting lots of rest, and be very mindful of any fluctuation in your health during the second part of your travel. Travel has a tendency to wear anyone out, even the most hardened of travelers. So be cautious of that, especially if you're having two trips, even if they're not back-to-back, if they're near one another. This can take a little bit of a toll on one's health and be stressful. And that's what the Ten of Wands really speaks to. It speaks to being mindful of any excess burden, making sure that you don't carry anything with you emotionally, getting lots of rest. You aren't traveling time zone-wise. You're going from, what, central to Pacific?
Central to mountain.
Gotcha. Yeah, so be a little bit mindful when it comes to sleeping patterns. That's what the Ten of Wands really speaks to, about making sure that you don't overexhaust yourself or overextend yourself. So plan plenty of me time and plenty of relaxed time. Make sure that there's part legs of your journey where you're able to just kind of decompress. Now, the good news is that we end the reading with the Page of Pentacles, which means that even if you have a financial kind of planning that you need to do, or any excess expenditures that you had in the first leg of the journey, seen in the first three cards, will be made up by the second journey, so that you will have some extra money coming in, and it will be a benefit for you. So the second leg of your journey is going to be profitable, and it's going to be something that you're going to walk away with more clients with, or more wealth with, and you're going to gain something from it. You are going to recoup any type of cost that you may have after the original. So make sure that you bear that in mind. You don't have to worry too much. A little bit of planning ahead, a little bit of budgeting, and know that in the long run, when you return back home, you will return with more wealth. So this is a good reading overall, just really kind of minding the P's and Q's, dotting the I's and T's, making sure that your finances are in order and you take care of your health. Other than that, overall, a very good journey. That's what I see here. I'm going to turn this over to our wonderful Deepa Millet, and then, of course, Ms. Kat.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to follow Conjurman Ali's lead. I think that pulling three cards on each trip is the way to go. So first, the first journey, the first card is the Chameleon card. This card shows that you may have to adapt yourself slightly to something new. The chameleon can change to fit circumstances and surroundings, and you'll just, you know, be your normal sensitive self, and that will work out fine. The second card here is Asylum. This is a very silly card. It shows a horse sitting in a tree, which, of course, doesn't happen. But the horse is very happy up in this tree, taking a break. So you may feel a need to have a time out during this trip, to set some time aside just to go be quiet for a while, and make sure you take that if the opportunity arises. The third card is Cutting Through. And here we have a magical rope hanging from the sky and magical scissors slicing it in two. This card says there will be a breakthrough of one kind or another from this trip. So that should be quite exciting. You may find the answer to something that's been, you know, nagging the back of your mind. There may come an answer out of the blue to that. So it looks fun to me. Moving to your second journey here, the first card I pull is Dangerous Pussy, the Past. And this card is about past relationships, past ideas, baggage that you may carry that isn't necessarily stuff you want to be thinking about or encountering. So just be a little careful that the past doesn't sneak up on you here on your second journey. The second card is Like a Bubble. And this card shows a woman floating in beautiful, serene water, and she's supported by dragonflies and soap bubbles. It's a beautiful image. The only problem is that if the dragonflies fly off, if the soap bubbles pop, she sinks down into the water. So maybe it's as simple as a nice day at a pool, but I call this the card of beautiful fragility. So just be gentle with things, because there's a brittleness here. The final card is Cosmic Carrot, and this card shows a carrot with the chakras floating in the sky. And this card often represents buyer's remorse. You chase after the carrot, and then you get the carrot, and it's not all it's cracked up to be. So if something looks too good to be true, know that it is. And you may want to avoid that wonderful purchase that looks so awesome. You may want to just say to yourself, well, I'll just put that off until another time. All in all, looks like some wonderful travels ahead, and I hope you enjoy them. It's going to be fun.
Thank you both so much.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting material to work with. All right. Well, I'm going to try to come in here and give the old professor some root work. My gosh. Coals to Newcastle, as it were. So one of the things that I like to do when I'm going to go to a place, now I have to explain here that I happen to know this client pretty well, and I know that I don't drive a car, and neither does he. And on the trip where he's going alone, my first thought is, oh my God, who's going to pick him up? Having been made to do that sort of traveling, or been encouraged to, or had to out of necessity, I know that there's that moment where you just go, how am I going to get to my hotel, right? Do I just throw money at it, or do I have someone pick me up? So I have worked out something that I have done. This is a personal little spill. It doesn't come out of Hoodoo. It doesn't come out of anywhere but me. I try to have something of the place I'm going to on me. I kind of call it my cosmic link. So I would like you to get a cosmic link to Omaha, Nebraska, whatever that may be. Maybe a little piece of Omaha dirt might be sent to you by Papa Newt. Maybe a picture of the Omaha Great Seal of the municipality of Omaha. Something on you that you can carry that you're going to, you know, touch and pray over and put it in your coat. Usually if I was going to another country, I'd get money from that country and put it in my coat, so I'd have money when I got there. But I'm asking you to do this in a more metaphorical sense. You're going to have something of Omaha, and then you're going to do something of Fort Collins too. And you're going to put that in your coat. You don't need to, you know, sew it in the lining of your coat in case the Gestapo finds you, but you know what I'm saying. You want something that indicates where you are going, where you are
right
to be, okay, in your coat. And then when you embark on this trip, I would like, if you're going to Omaha, I know that if you're going alone, you have a lovely and devoted wife behind you. Have her set a little candle. Could be nothing more than a tea light. You don't want to get into this for days and days. Just a little tea light, a little birthday candle, a little Sabbath candle of some sort that she would light, dressed with Safe Travel and Return to Me oil, for you to be able to travel there safely. In fact, I'd make a blend of three. It would be Safe Travel, Prosperity, and return to me to go to Omaha and come back safe. Right? Now, mm-hmm. when you're going to Fort Collins, are you going with your devoted and loving wife?
Yes, and it's Boulder.
It's Boulder. Oh, I'm sorry. Why did? Oh, Fort Collins is where Professor Ames lived. I'm so sorry. So going to Boulder. Okay. When you go to Boulder, you're going to take Miss Christy XP with you. And
That's correct.
All right. So now I want the two of you to have something that, first of all, ties you together so that you don't get lost from each other. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They just exchange
yes.
a coin or exchange a little piece of bead chain or whatever it's going to be so that each of you, if you got separated, you'll find each other real quick in the airport, on the train, in the subway, wherever it is. You just don't want to get too separated. You want to be near each other, photograph of each other, whatever it's going to be. Then on that one, we saw a problem of possible health consequences. Right. So whatever medications that you normally take or normally carry with you for emergencies, I want you to be sure that you are stocked with those medications. And I want you actually to say a little bit of a prayer over all of that. May I not be separated from these things, because you may need them. There is a little bit of a stress thing going on there, not as far as losing money, but your health might suffer from that trip to Boulder. And I just want to make sure that you're well taken care of. You can, of course, comfrey root, carry some comfrey root with you on each of those trips. But particularly on the second trip, you want to carry comfrey root, because that's the root that is a good health root, and it helps you find friends and acquaintances along the way who will be of good help to you. Okay? Now, one
Excellent.
Final thing, if you want to make money while you're on this trip, and I know that part of this is about making money on the trip, it's always a good idea to bring money of your place as a gift to where you're going. So get yourself those Texas State Quarters, right? And if you can just go down to the bank and get some Texas State Quarters or where you can find them, and because that's the only Texas money we actually have, and hand them out to people as tips, and hand them out, and they will remember you as that generous person from Texas, and they will respond in like kind. Not necessarily the people you give it to, but the people who have it to give will give you money from Nebraska money, and they will give you Colorado money. Okay?
Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Anybody have anything else to add?
The only thing I have to add, and I know that's fantastic, I especially love taking a little bit of money with you and then spend like that and giving it. That is really, really good work. And the idea of getting the money to flow is good, is really speaks to the fact that we had the Four of Pentacles come up, right, which is about money being restricted. So getting it to flow is a fantastic suggestion. The only thing I have to add is that I cast a quick geomancy chart just to see if there's anything hidden, you know, that I may have not missed. And the only thing it says is that the wealth for you is going to come from kind of collaborative work. So what you have in the second house, which is the house of money, is fortuna maior, which is good fortune. Well, where does that good fortune go? It goes into the 11th house, which is the house of friends and allies. And so any type of collaborative work that comes out of your trips, seize that, because it's going to bring a lot of good money for you and help to build expenses and recoup any kind of unexpected expenses that you had in your first leg of your journey. So collaborative work and working with allies is going to be the key here to really building your wealth.
Okay. And I'm going to say one other thing just real quick. Because of this is the wonderful world of social media, take photos of yourself in these other places. But when photographing yourself and posting them to social media, do see if you can work into those photos something that signifies wealth or money. Just let it be there. You know, don't just flash dollar bills. That's not what I'm saying. But, you know, a picture of yourself with gold behind you or something of that nature, that will work in the future to get you more money from those places where you're going to pick up clients. Okay? All righty. Thank
Thanks
you for
very
your
much.
Call. All right. We're going to turn this over to our fabulous electronic music department.
The LMC Radio Network is a media alliance whose excellent shows include The Lucky Mojo Hooter Rootwork Hour with Catherine Ironwood and Conjurman Ollie, Sundays 3 to 4:30, Candela's Corner with Candela Cavisa, Michael Carell, and Lady A, Mondays 5 to 7, The Crystal Silence League Hour with John St. Germain, Tuesdays 5 to 6, In the Streets with Beverly Smith, Tuesdays 6 to 7, Fit and Foxy with Madame Nadia and Jaya Danya, Wednesdays 6 to 7, The Now You Know Show with Professor Charles Porterfield, Thursdays 6 to 7:30. The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Phoenix LaFay, Fridays 6 to 7. And Liquid Libations with Andrea Weston, Saturdays 5 to 7. All times Pacific, add 3 hours for Eastern, sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at LuckyMojo.com.
And now it's time for a free spell with Deacon Millett of FourAltars.com in Joshua Tree, California. Take it away, Deacon Millett.
Well, the first thing I want to share with people is how to uncross a vehicle after an accident. If you've ever had a little minor fender bender, you may have discovered that within a month afterwards, you had another one. They seem to attract accidents. And so when we need to break that cycle, and uncrossing your vehicle is the way to do that. I would start by washing with Chinese wash and water. Make your soapy water for bar. And I like to add uncrossing bath crystals or uncrossing oil to that mixture. So then you can uncross your car. You can use the sign of cross as you're washing it, so that you're repeatedly on every side kind of blessing the car and taking away the previous problems. If you've got a boombox to listen to while you're doing this, you can play a hymn like Safe in the Arms of Jesus, something that will promote safety and tranquility and goodness. Then I want you to change tactics completely for rinsing the vehicle. We want to use fresh water with mint tea. You can also add some holy water to it. And this is where we're going to go for safe travel oil, St. Christopher oil, something of that nature. And law keep away oil if that's a particular problem for you. For the bath crystals, that we're going to now repeat the process again, but this time we're going to be rinsing the vehicle and getting rid of all that extra soapy water that was on there. And then the final step for me is get a glow-in-the-dark Kuan Yin for your dashboard. And you can put a dot of Fiery Wall of Protection oil on her, and she will take your uncrossed vehicle and make sure that it is safe moving forward. So that's my uncrossing vehicle plan. Now, the other thing I wanted to share was a small Lucky 7 mojo bag that you can carry on your person or in your glove box for your travels. And I like using an oil blend of St. Christopher oil, road opener oil, Ganesha oil, and safe travel oil. And you're going to anoint a comfrey root with that oil blend, and you're going to place it in a flannel bag. And pick a color that resonates with you. Yellow is traditional for safe travel kind of work. White is very holy. Red is very powerful. And we're going to recite the 23rd Psalm or the 27th Psalm or the St. Patrick Prayer, the one that says, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ to the left of me, Christ to the right of me. And we're going to recite that over our comfrey root. And just to invoke that protection in all directions, you could also use a Native American prayer to invoke the directions as well. And then to in addition to the comfrey root, I want to add either two or five or two or six other lucky items. And in particular, I'm thinking a tiny Ganesha statue, a silver St. Christopher medallion, a jade Kuan Yin, an Indian head penny to scout the way for you. Conjurman Ali had mentioned a mercury dime, which would also be a great choice. I like having one of those little glass blue eyes to keep the evil eye away. And I'm going to finish with an anchor, but there are so many different symbols that you can use. So feel free to explore online what the seven symbols of safe travel are that you would like. And then just keep that well hid at the very bottom of your glove box or in your pocket for the duration of your journey. And I pray it's a good one.
Wow. That's an amazing one. I'm going to add one other coin that I like to use, the Sacagawea dollar, because she led the Lewis and Clark expedition all
right.
the way across the country, had a baby
that's
on
perfect.
The way, and came back and brought everyone home safe. So
oh
she's
my gosh,
also
that's
a traveling
perfect.
Spirit to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All of you guys who are like totally collectors, you know, you might want your hobo nickel. You know, and I know that Professor Porterfield at least will know what I'm talking about when I say your hobo nickel. So those are some of the wonderful old safe travel amulets, and those are all good. But what he pointed out here was those were amulets, talismans, charms. In other words, those were not more roots, herbs, and leaves. The comfrey root is your root, and the things that accompany it are little extras. You know, you can find perhaps a little brass charm of a car, a little brass charm of a locomotive. They make all these things. You find them, you'll know which a little brass charm of an airplane, trains and boats and planes, you know, something like that. That is wonderful. Oh, and from Monopoly, the old shoe, but of course.
I just wanted to say, I have nothing to add. I just wanted to give compliments. I love this working, and I love the way that it works. And it kind of reminds me, in not a safe travel fashion, but in another fashion, it reminds me of Obama, President Obama, and how he charms in his pockets. You guys remember that? Like he had like he had a Hanuman, and he had like a coin, and he had like all these different charms. And I love that there's like a sort of gathering of charms and amulets that's happening. These seven symbols that you work with to protect for safe travel. I really love it. It just kind of reminds me of that really kind of international charm collecting that Obama did and kept in his pocket.
Right. And I got one quick thing. Foxy Dot says they got rid of the shoe in Monopoly, to which I answer, eBay is your friend. You can find every little darn amulet charm that you want at eBay. All right. Well, let's turn this over to Papa Newt, and he's going to give us our closing announcements, and then we'll all come back and say goodbye like we always do. So take it away, Papa Newt.
Thank you, Miss Kat and Conjurman Ali, and thank you, Deacon Millett of FourAltars.com in Joshua Tree, California, for being our guest this week. We invite you to join us next week when our special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Rootworkers will be William Stickevers of WilliamStickevers.com in San Francisco, California, bringing us the topic, the fall equinox. Once again, we come to an end of another Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rework Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. You can find Miss Kat via the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and Conjurman Ali at theconjurman.com in Mission Viejo, California. I'm your announcer, Papa Newt, joining you from papanewt.com in Omaha, Nebraska. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rework Hour can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and the shows are available in archive via luckymojo.com/radioshow.html. For all of us at Lucky Mojo, I'd like to say thank you for being here and invite you to tune in once again next week at the same time when you'll hear the familiar strains of the Memphis Jug Band playing the Jug Band Waltz. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Papa Nude. And I just have to add something. You can always, if you're washing your car, do try the Memphis Drug Band's On the Road Again. Great song for travelers. Memphis Drug Band is good for more than just theme music. All right. Well, I want to thank Deacon Millett for being here.
Happy
time
to.
Yeah, always nice
so
to have
you. So great having you as a guest. It really was.
Yeah. And thank you, Conjure Man Ollie, for being here as always from whatever distant planet you are calling in from.
Always a pleasure.
Okay. All right. And thanks to all those people on the board who were more than I knew they were, and thanks to everyone in the chat room. We had a great crew of listeners putting in little kibitzing suggestions. And I think that's about it for us. So it's time to say goodbye.
Good night.
Travel safe.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.